Franklin. Yes, you are absolutely right when you say that I am strict in accepting disciples. I am selective. Now, some disciples may think that this strictness amounts to my weakness. I can say I am helpless, I can't help it. Now, what I actually demand from my disciples, as a matter of fact, I have no right to demand anything. Only what I sincerely expect from them. I expect from them three things. You can say fi, as all spiritual masters demand fi according to his own inner light. My fi is aspiration. My fi is regularity. If one has genuine aspiration, he has given me my due. And if one has regularity, then he has paid me my fee. Regularity and aspiration. Now, when we are regular, we must feel the necessity of punctuality also. Regularly we can eat 3 times a day, at any hour, but we are eating 3 times. But if you can eat punctually, say breakfast at 7 o'clock and lunch at 12 and at 7 o'clock dinner, it helps us considerably in our physical life. Everything has to be discipline, regularity and punctuality. So in the spiritual life also, if you are to meditate at 5:30 early in the morning, every day, in addition to being regular, please try to be punctual. Because that is the hour that God knocks at your door, at your heart's door, or you knock at God's door, at the door of God's heart. So, I say, aspiration, regularity, and punctuality. Then, something more I expect from the disciples, that is called love, divine love. Human love fails. We have heard from people, we have seen people, and in our own human lives we have seen human love is bound to fail. And what succeeds in our life? It is the divine love. Human love binds, that is why it fails. The divine love expands, that is why it excels and it succeeds. So I tell my disciples, if you have to love an individual or a spiritual path, do it with divine love. Always try to offer divine love. The moment you offer divine love, you will feel your own expansion in divine love. Then I tell them, if you want to offer your love, offer it through devoted feelings to God, to the Supreme. By the way, I tell my disciples that I am not their guru. Their guru is the Supreme. There is only one guru, and that is the Supreme. No human being can be a guru. Only the Supreme, the Almighty, the Absolute, is the real Guru. We are mere instruments. Spiritual masters are like elder brothers of the family. Younger brothers do not know right now consciously where their father is. So the elder brother says, look, my father is seated on the throne, here is our father, come and see. Then the role of the spiritual master is over. But real Guru, he knows, the elder brother knows, And the younger brother knows, wearing the same person, it is the Supreme, their common father. Now, to come back to your question, I need from my disciple disciplined life. Life of regularity, punctuality, and inner cry. For name, fame, we cry. Let us also cry for something else. When you are in the ordinary human life, desire is our food. Every second we are desiring something. But in the spiritual life, when you enter into the spiritual life, we will have something else as our food. That is aspiration. Through desire, every second we try to go from one car to two cars to three cars. This is what we desire. This is what we get from desire. But in aspiration, we don't do that. While we aspire, we try to enter into the absolute, the vast. Nothing will please us except the infinite. We do not go there from the finite into the infinite. Not from one to two, two to three, no. We just jump, dive into the sea of vastness. This is aspiration gives us. So I tell my disciple that in the life of sincere spirituality, only inner cry is necessary. A child cries, when he cries, immediately his mother comes to feed him. He may be in the living room and the mother may be in the kitchen, but the mother comes running to feed the child. Similarly, when a spiritual seeker cries, he is a child of God. God's compassion flows through a spiritual master. God's guidance comes through a spiritual master. Now, again, to come back to your question, what I need from my disciples is this. Inner cry, regularity, and punctuality. If they have inner cry, they have already stepped on the first rung of the spiritual life. And then, if they have regularity, then they are on the second. If they can be punctual, if they have punctuality, then they are on the ultimate rung. Then they will be able to reach the goal. Goal is very far, at the same time, the goal is very near. How sincerely we need God. This is the only question we have to ask. If we are sincere, goal is not far. But if we are insincere, goal is farther than the farthest. And if you are sincere, goal is nearer than the nearest. So, if one accepts spiritual life with utmost sincerity, and if one feels that spirituality is the only meaning in his life, he does not exist without God, then his progress will be the fastest. And I tell my disciples, the seekers who come to me for help, I tell them, God should come first and foremost. Every second, not every day, but every second. Everything can wait. But God realization cannot wait. If one wants God, then it has to be here and now. At this very moment, in the immediacy of this present second. If this is the attitude or feeling for God realization, if one has, then he is ready, he is fit to follow my path.
Thank you. Another question that has been called in is what disciplines pertaining to the life in our Western society would help to achieve a pure life and gain a pure character?
Thank you. Now, it is true to some extent that in the Western life we see more restlessness than in Eastern life. Now, to some extent, it is true. Now, how can we have a better disciplined life in the West? Now, let us start with food. In India, we say, Annam Brahm, food is God. Now, we have to know that each person or each thing on earth has a consciousness of its own. Now, for the beginners who have entered into spiritual life and want to lead a better life, disciplined life, pure life, as you say, pure character, then I feel the necessity of a vegetarian diet. Now, the animal, we eat meat. Those who eat meat, what do they unconsciously take in, let us say? The consciousness of an animal. Animal means what? We see animal around, right in front of us, so restless, apart from their undivine, hostile qualities. Killing, fighting at every moment. But here, the consciousness of the animal, we consciously take in when we eat meat. Again, we can avoid taking meat. Mother Earth offers us plenty of vegetables in the form of potatoes, tomatoes, and cucumber, cauliflower, all kinds of things we have here, mild thing. When we take mild things, our consciousness automatically becomes mild, soft, sweet. But when we take in restless, destructive consciousness from animal, we become subject to their consciousness. When we stand in front of spiritual master, immediately his consciousness, his vibration, we take in. Because he is offering what he has to give. Similarly, the animal has to offer, poor animal. What can do? Then the animal has to give animal's quality, propensity. As a spiritual master will give what he has, animal also has to give what it can offer. Now it is up to us to take or to accept or reject. So, for the beginner, why for the beginner? Even when one is following the spiritual path and one has completed the path, spiritual path, it is better, always advisable to have a vegetarian diet. This helps considerably. Then, for a pure character, one has to feel that pure character or the purity does not come from mere washing the body 10 times a day. Some people feel that, you know, if he takes shower 6-7 times a day, he will be pure, far from it. Fish is in the water 24 hours, the consciousness of fish is not purer than any human being. Now, cleanliness is next to godliness, it is true. We shall have, every day we shall take shower twice or thrice, but to go on just to make our body pure, if you take 7-8 times a day, it is absurd, it is wrong. Now, how can we make our physical body pure? Physical, this gross physical body, how can we make it pure? We can make it pure easily. If we install a living shrine inside our heart, that is to say, the object of our adoration, God. We know God exists. Everybody says, Tom, Dick and Harry, God, God exists. But where does he exist? He exists everywhere. But where can I see him first? Inside my heart. Not elsewhere. God exists. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient, omnipotent, everything. But I have to know that there is a place where I can see him sooner than elsewhere, and that is inside my heart. And again, I have to know why I want to see God inside my heart. Just because He is all love. God is everything. He is all powerful. He is omniscient, omnipotent, everything. But that does not satisfy me. What satisfies me is God, the love. He is all love. And where is the love? Inside my heart. So if we can meditate on the heart, others who are of the same standard. Now, it is true that birds of a feather flock together. But here, if one really wants to follow a better life, a disciplined life, wants to have a pure character, then he has to mix with those who have already established some purity in their outer life. So every day, a sincere seeker must mix with someone who is fairly advanced in the spiritual. And then, if the seeker has the opportunity to see the Master almost every day, then the very presence of the Master will inundate his outer being with purity. Now, it is not possible for the Master to be physically everywhere. It is not possible in front of all the disciples. But if the seeker is sincere, if the seeker can have a free access to the Master's heart on the strength of his own inner need, then the Master's divine consciousness every day can enter into the seeker's heart and his life will be flooded with purity. So, but there are some seekers who do not have spiritual masters. They are looking for one. Then I can say that until they have one, they should mix with the seekers who are advanced and who are ready to be of help to them. Then easily in the daily existence they can take pure vegetarian meals which will help them to start. Then when they really become spiritual, when they are ready, in India we say when the chela is ready, the master is bound to come. When the seeker is ready, the spiritual master is bound to come. And when one gets the spiritual master will be able to give him the person necessary meditation. And from his own meditation, he will get abundant purity. Because the meditation will fulfill him in every way. So if he is impure, he cannot fulfill God in any way. It is meditation that will fulfill him. So when one gets a spiritual master, the meditation that he gets from the spiritual master, or mantra, let us say, mantra gets, then the very power of the mantra is immeasurable. From there, purity is bound to dawn.
I think now we'll have another short break. Those of you with questions who'd like to ask